stripes or flag. Oh, my God. Captain Biondi.
I am chief. Back to you, promoter.
The mayor Silver alert.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Here.
Mr. Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
I think here. Okay. For the public who's usually not here, we go through our workshop, and tonight is a workshop with our department head, and then we go right into our regular meeting where we vote on things. So, but before we get started tonight, with something that's not on the agenda, but I'd like to address everybody. Oh, no, I didn't. I need my glasses.
Okay. This meeting has been posted and published pursuant to law.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jeez. I'm totally out of sorts today. I apologize.
Okay. I'd just like to acknowledge that tomorrow is Commissioner Kriebel, Langreth, and myself, our 3-year anniversary that we were elected into office. But what I really wanted to talk about was I wanted to mention that I feel that we have taken Ventnor to a whole new level. I don't think Ventnor looks the way I don't think it operates, looks, feels the way it did 3 years ago. But that is credited to everybody sitting at this table, as well as people that aren't here. Chief Cahill's not here. There might be other people that aren't present tonight. I'm going to steal something that Commissioner Kriebel said, because I really feel that it's the truth, that he referred to our business administrator as our quarterback, and she is. She is the glue. She works endlessly for the city of Ventnor. You all have a major part in the success of where we are today. I feel that we're blessed that we have such a wonderful crew of department heads. Also, we also are blessed that we have a wonderful solicitor. It's the truth.
Thank you.
Our auditor, wherever Leon is, and I'm even going to do a shout out to Nanette, because you have given the public a beautiful view of what goes on in our meeting, and we really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Even when it's not
here. Yeah.
Right.
You
speak
before what happened.
You speak
yes.
That's
yeah.
Appreciated
out here. Yeah.
Sometimes we mess up, and
they're awesome. So I appreciate that.
So I just wanted to take...
Your brother, it's your birthday.
That's how we know that it's our anniversary. That's probably why I'm all Shingana today. I just wanted to say that because I think I wanted to put
that word up.
Shingana. I don't know. It's probably an Italian word. I just wanted to acknowledge that. I mean, I've managed people since I was 22 years old, and I learned from someone at 22 that you, as a leader, manager, whatever title you want to give, you are only as good as the people that work with you. And I say with, not for, because I don't like that. So I truly feel that we have come to where we are now in the city of Ventnor because of every single department head. Everybody has a piece of what I feel is a success. I also want to acknowledge that Lance, Tim, and I, when we ran, we had a lot of fun. It was very hard when we got in office because we couldn't be together 24/7. They were like my husband. But I've grown professionally and personally in 3 years, and I've learned a lot. I still don't deal with the DEP stuff. I give that to Lance, and Tim, he does the foo-foo stuff, the pretty building things, but I've learned a lot. I've grown as an individual, and I respect them. I highly respect them, even though they get me crazy like a husband, but I do. I respect them, and I couldn't ask for two better teammates.
Thank you.
And now we're going on to the meeting. Are you ready? So we're going to start with our department head and Jeremy Thomas, the head of our recreation, who you've done some major stuff. Give it to us. You want my mic?
Yes.
There you go.
I really like it. Okay.
Maria doesn't share her mic, so.
I'll start off kind of chronologically, go from month to month here through the spring and summer. May, which we're in right now, for Memorial Weekend, we have an adult, it's called the NABA, Adult Baseball Tournament coming for that weekend, and there's over 40 teams involved that we play in four different sections. And the final game will be played here in Ventnor on Monday morning. And it's exciting because there's people come in from all different parts of the East Coast. They're not only New Jersey, they're New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and they're men, so they're serious. There's serious baseball, nine innings. Actually, Beth, you said this is their first year. It's not finalized yet, but they may have a women's division. They have 18 and up, so there's going to be some college players. So if you're interested in hanging around over that Memorial Weekend AM, like go out for a little walk, come over to the ball field and catch people. Also, in the end of May, the beach volleyball will be starting on Tuesday night. That's our in-house league, and there is 42 teams signed up. So we will be going probably Tuesday and maybe some Friday nights also. June brings our camps into effect. At the end of June, we will start our sports camp. And the sports camp begins June 25th, runs 8 weeks till the middle of August, and it's for 6-year-olds and up. It runs Monday to Friday, and there's two sessions. There's a morning session, 9 to 12:30, and 12:30 to 3:30. Or you can do the whole day. And it's different sports each week, so your child or son or daughter could choose either basketball or baseball or soccer, and their weeks switch. And there are some...
And they go on a trip every day.
And we do have trips. We have a trip to Putt-Putt, and then we have a trip to the water park. So we have a fun week, summer planned for that. Also, I'm going to jump on the tennis and pickleball courts, which has been a project for the city for the past few years. And if you walk by there now, it's just such eye-appeasing to see the changes that have been made. We've added four more courts that are open, so we went from two courts, we have now six courts. And Public Works have been doing a great job because they're cleaning all around, things weeding, putting fixtures in. Things look a lot cleaner and more, like I said, more appealing. Just maybe take a walk over there if you can. And we are in the process of putting all new, brand new tarps all around, those old green ones that are kind of torn, gone. So we're going to be putting, hopefully before Memorial Weekend, some brand new blue tarps to match the new blue painting for the tennis courts and pickleball courts. July continues with the sports camp going on, and in comes our surf camp, which begins July 15th. We added one more session, so we now have 5 weeks, and it's Monday to Thursday, 9 to 1, at the Richards Avenue Beach. That's been a successful program. Kids and parents themselves enjoying what's available to them for that. We also, July brings our Ventnor Independence Mile Run. I believe it's our 46th or 47th annual run. So it's been going on a while. It's a fun run. It's a mile run. We have some refreshments afterwards. There's music. And that takes place July 3rd. So the night before you go celebrate, come out and take a jog. We have different classifications, different age groups. Medals for the first three finishers, and it's the guys have been there. It's a fun night, and it's a short night. It's 6:45, 8:15. You're out of there, so you can go home and enjoy the rest of the weekend. July 6th and 7th brings the Ventnor Volleyball Tournament in, which is scheduled again. I believe they're coming to the rec board and applying, so I know that they're coming back, and it's a little more excitement on the beach for the holiday weekend. That they're there and there's some good volleyball to watch while you're walking up and down the beach. You can catch a few matches. Mid-July brings the Mid-Atlantic State Baseball Tournament for Babe Ruth back to Ventnor. It's our second year and we're looking forward to it. They played last year and they were wanted to come back. They enjoyed the facilities, the lights, the place where it's located, and how well the field's maintained. So they're coming back. Brings us to August, brings up the Absecon Island Surf Contest held at the Ventnor Beach. And the dates are towards the end of August, and sometimes depending on the weather and depending on the surf, when that will be held. There are weeks that we switch it because it will talk with, you know, surf on ice when it's flat. So that will be coming up. And the end of that would be the Stemmett Soccer Clinic, which is August 19th and 22nd, held at the Ventnor Ball Field. And that's Monday to Thursday, and that's for ages five. There's a 5 and 6 year old group, and then there's an 8 to 12 year old group. So there's a group for younger players there, and they separate them. And it's well run. It's run by Kevin Sennett, and he's the ex-coach of Atlantic City Soccer. And that's about all I have.
Sounds
like a great summer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do we have all that?
It's on the website, and we will be handing this flyer, this packet out at the festival over the weekend.
So, I think you sent that to Sarah already, right?
Yeah,
she got that on her.
Yeah, but I have packed it up. Great for this. And we also put on.
I'm sorry, you reminded me to remind you that we have a meeting on the
19th. I already spoke with her. Yeah,
she's going to do it.
Yeah, the grip.
She did.
Yeah, she's good. She's on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks,
Jared.
Thanks,
Jared. Thanks for coming.
Sounds like a good summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds fun.
Okay.
I want to do some of that.
All right. Jared,
okay, so next we'll go, I guess I'll go.
Sue.
Yes, because it's the same family. Exactly.
Hi everybody. I'm going to be here with Beth and to say what a pleasure it is to work with everybody except Doug. Okay, on that note, we got a lot, some more recreation, got a lot going on. Our summer camps are coming up in July. We have 8 camps this year, dance, music, pottery, painting. That's been our big star. 20th year of doing that. We also have the Ocean Breeze Craft Show in July. That's the 45th year of that around the library, July 6th. We have a dance recital coming up in June 16th with Molly passing out students. Anything else on that? We're happy to have her then. And currently we have a senior art show that's up in the library, and that's through the county. And we had a record number of participants this year, 70 people entered. And it's a really great show. It's the reception is May 30th from 1 to 3 if anybody wants to come see that show and see the awards that are given. I think there was 12 people from Ventnor, artists from Ventnor, that won first place awards in that show, which is really popular. Yeah, that's great. The other big thing happening, Diane Burbeck and Jim Martella have helped us submit an application to this Arch Tank competition that's happening in Atlantic City. So it's through the South Region Cultural Alliance, and it's a part of a national group called the National Consortium of Creative Placemaking that is run by development professionals and artists and city planners and commissioners to help communities connect and grow economically and creatively. So we applied for that with Jim's help, and we were made top 5. So we're at the final competition is May 29th, and we have to go up and do a presentation, Shark Tank style, and see if you can win this $5,000 grant. And what our proposal is to do continuing our mosaic mural project into the playground and wall garden area and accent our new plant pollinator garden, drawing visitors to that underutilized area. And we'll continue to use upcycled and donated materials and involve our community to make it. The grant will help cover grout, fiberboard, tools, insulation, and design. Vendor artist Michelle Pachula, the designer and consultant, how we're going to officially moving forward with it. She's going to be participating in the International Mosaics Workshop in France in June, so she's very well known in that area. And we're going to be competing against Woodbury, Runnymede, Brick Township, and Camden for this grant, so we're very excited for that.
Thanks, Sarah.
Quick question, how many campers, approximately?
We have about 25 a week, and then we have 2 weeks where we have about 50 a week, because we have a dance and art at the same time. For 8 weeks, yeah.
I'm ready.
We're already almost booked.
You're already almost booked?
Yeah.
Wow, this is great.
I had a chance, Earth Day again, to get a tour of what Sue does over there. It's amazing, it was passionate. Yeah, kids making mosaics, or people working paintings, different things. It's really a cool program for every age. You have young kids, you have adults there helping out, playing.
Yeah, you did the adult mosaic this winter, right?
Yeah.
It's not what it was.
I know, I've been looking for that.
It was kind of neat to see, so thank you for what you did.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Okay, so let's see, where am I at? Ernie, we're gonna, well, you know, I'll let you go before Ed, so let me go back there, let me go there. Jimmy?
Yes, we've been working with the administration and the police department on these Airbnbs, addressing neighbors' concerns as best we can, and to try to keep everybody happy with them. Like I said, brainstorming, there's not a lot of concrete now, but they do have to be registered through a mercantile license. Anybody that rents for 30 days or less would have the obligation to get one of those. The new construction in town is overwhelming. We are just very, with plan reviews, inspections, which I'm very happy about. I've waiting, so glad to see it. Some of these vacant lots, parcels, clean glass, getting that old clean glass. They're getting ready to build there, we have plans for town homes there. And things really look up, speaking to realtors. They mentioned the home for mortgage a little slow, and that is the hot spot now for development. Also, this time of year, we try to go throughout the town just for high grass and some maintenance. And the replies we get are somewhat negative. It's unbelievable how you ask someone to cut their lawn, how the switch goes, that some guy called today, tell the bee in your office to get a light because he got a grass letter. But grass letters are going out, cut your grass. If not, this administration takes no haste in cutting your grass for you and going in. So if your grass needs to be cut, cut it. It makes a difference when you ride down the street and people go. It's all I have.
In general, we try to focus on property maintenance as a whole, not just cutting grass, building maintenance, landscape maintenance, whatever you have in the exterior home. We focus on that, and we get the nasty phone calls. We get the nasty letters.
Right.
You know what? That's why the town is starting to turn around. We've got more people building here because more people start to take pride in our community and you know, put our best foot forward.
Holding to a standard.
Exactly. So that's part of what we instituted in each of our departments. Jimmy's on the forefront of it, obviously the chief is as well. But that's part of what, you know, we put out there. And yes, you're gonna have the naysayers and the negative on that, but the turnaround of that is if you don't comply, you're gonna get a fine. Or you're gonna have us send a landscaper out there, cut the lawn, and we put a lien on your property until you pay. So that's happening. We're working on a project that'll be, what are we, another 6 days. We have a property owner who's let property sit in a condition of disrepair for a long time now, Mr. McGuire, you're aware of this too. And we're gonna win on the 17th of this month, and we're gonna take it down. We're not gonna wait for stop laws and residents that don't comply with our regulations. It's not fair to the people who do. It's not fair to the neighbors of that neighborhood. So we have a deadline. They have to do it by that date. We already have a contractor in place, and he will be moving on that property a couple days right after the 17th.
Is that foundation only?
It's foundation, and then, yes. Okay. And then grade the property, take the fence down, it's there.
But I mean, it's not a whole house.
It is not. It's just, they took down the house.
Right.
And then left the property, they put a fence down, a rental fence. So it's not a nice fence. Right. So that is going to happen within the next 2-3 weeks. That'll be good for that neighborhood. Thanks, Jim.
And we have been working, thank you, very well said.
On the short-term rentals, I don't want to single out Airbnb because there's hundreds of these different entities that do this. It's a short-term rental, and it's difficult to deal with. What I will say, and I'll say this to people not here listening and watching on TV and maybe the net can put something, complaining about this on social media gets you nowhere. Making a phone call to Chief Biagi's office, to our construction code office, that gets results. If we don't hear about it, we'll know it's there on the weekend. PD works 24/7, 365. But that's what gets results. If you have an issue with a noise complaint, with a building or a residential unit you think is over-occupied, call the police department, call code. That's how these things get resolved. Not complaining about it on social media. That's you thumping your chest saying, I want to complain. Get results, call PD, call code. That's how you get results. And it's working.
Yeah. And then we have a documentation. And then we have an audit trail of complaint.
Would you call police non-emergency?
Yes, call police non-emergency. And then I know our chief's going to talk about that.
He didn't jump on the car.
I got it.
I have one question for Jim before we move on. The sign outside of store. The sign, has there been any, what's the...
We've been on this progress. We sent out letters initially letting everybody know what needs to be done.
Right.
Or what would be in compliance. We haven't, we've only sent out a few. I've done some in the Heights at the Plaza and Dorset Avenue. I haven't got Ventnor Avenue yet. The holdup was installing these new... None of this was in the computer. So all these letters that we generate, we got to put a form letter in the computer, match it up to the code number, so yes. If there's any particular that you feel bad, we can make that a priority.
No, I think it's there. I'd like to be enforced throughout. I think there's a big difference when that code is enforced versus what you see in, say, when you make that transition from Atlantic City. You know, there's Atlantic City seems as though it's just a wild west to that sort of thing. But I think it matters to the impression that the big city gives.
Yeah, it does.
It's on the list.
Great.
Thank you.
Is that it, Jim?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll do Jimmy number two. Jim, Papadowski.
Yeah, right now, the main focus is pretty much two things. Website, what kind of first to do, live dates, and going through each and every page, every link, making sure everything's working and everything's all up to date. Coming along, vendors sent a number of things that they fixed today that I need to just review. But we should be ready for 1st of June to be able to live and rolling with it. The second thing is the called Park Smarter app that will allow residents and visitors to use a mobile app to pay for the parking meters. So I'm working with the IPS right now. We got our financing questions answered. As soon as Ed and everybody will get me the list of polls, we can get the details in and then get, it's very simple to poll. The poll will have a QR sticker on it that person can just scan it and automatically download the app. They'll be able to pick what meter they're at, put money on it, utilizing their credit card. They'll be notified while they're on the beach just once it starts getting low, and they can add it right to it. So it's going to be a real good thing to help people.
I want to make sure the commissioners know, because Jim, this is the information he needs to submit, and then you will act on it. There's a 13-cent transaction fee. We're recommending the 35-cent convenience fee and then $1.50 minimum.
So the meters aren't going up.
No, it's deep, yeah.
Yeah, they'll have to basically, the minimum charge they'll do is $1.50. For each transaction to pay for this app, we get charged 13 cents. So in order to help cover our costs for the whole thing, we're going to charge a 35 cent convenience fee. So if they pay the $1.50, they'll actually get charged $1.85. 13 cents will cover that, and then we'll give us a little like additional revenue. We pay for the cost for the setting up this entire app.
That 35 cent broken out for the cost that will cover. So I think that's going to be, I have a question about that. Comfortable charging with the car. Understand the convenience fee, the 13 cent for the app.
Transaction fee is 13 cents.
So I'd like to see that out. $1.50 is about as high as I would want to go with parking, so. If it costs more to do it that way, I get it, but I want to see that laid out. That's the first I'm hearing we're going to increase the fees to use that app.
Well, that's why I was mentioning.
I know.
Yeah, because we have to make some decisions.
Right, we do. It will. And that's what I think we need to break out.
And right now, this is on meters. I don't know if we can use on the kiosk.
I did ask, I'm waiting to get back from work.
Okay, because it doesn't have a spot.
Yeah, it'd be nice because you have to speak to people.
Right.
It'd be convenient for us. We have a talk.
Thanks, Jim.
Yep.
Margaret, the grace period for the taxes is until tomorrow. Next week, we'll start sending out the liquid notices. I'm going to be doing the senior and veteran yearly report that's due by June 5th. And we're going to be sending out the water bills after the May 31st reading. We'll take that a week and then we'll go out. And if you want any information,
Mark and I talked about putting the reminder about the rental.
Yes.
Mercantile license, as well as the certificate of loan.
Please, yeah.
Is that the summary of the board? Under summary as well?
June 1st, November.
That's my mind. I was just going to make sure.
He's my neighbor, so.
And about trash cans, like especially if they sell the hats, it's safe.
I think we should have something in there as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to get trash ordinance and then talk to you about it. Because we need to figure out how we're going to handle people who do take their cans. Of course. The new voters use carts.
The cart stays with the property.
Oh, yeah, but it does.
And they get fined, they have to replace it. They can charge for theft.
In the cart, they will hang ACUA, and they will hang information in the cart. So when you get delivery of the cart, open up the lid, there's going to be a bag in there. In it, there's several pieces of information, but one of them will be this cart that is purchased by the city of Bentonville for this property that remains with this property. So that information is there.
Okay.
It will be with every cart, but it is.
Do you want me to mention it when people become aware of sales?
Yes.
Just as a thing to sell title companies. Yeah. And then you mentioned that in settlement. Okay.
You mentioned that. Was there any major theft or
no, trash? No major theft.
But the people couldn't go too far.
Here they go for it.
You put it in your name.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a bigger problem. where you, how you sort this other old can out and get it into the...
You clean it out with hot water and bleach, and you use it for like a storage. You can put a beach chair, you can put beach stuff in.
Where you put that bleach?
You can put holiday decorations in.
That sounds really cool. I can't even see the...
We also have a beach.
There you go. Cool, have a cocktail.
Let's stick with the...
So who's next?
Well, you want to finish that part of the conversation?
Just finish the part of the conversation on the trash cans. We talked about having a drop-off for public works.
Oh, okay.
The first week of June, residents who want to get rid of their terminal cans, their carts in, their old carts in, they can call public works that first week of June, and we will come around and pick them up. And we're working with the ACU for disposal.
They recycle.
They
bulky recycle.
We remind everybody that the cans need to be empty. We're not going to do it like an official bag trash. But we will come out and pick them up the first week, and then we'll see how that goes, whether we need to do a second.
Because of the summer rest. Yeah. Okay, sounds good. All right.
Thank you, that's great.
Thank you.
Right. I have the dates, June 3rd, week of June 3rd through June 7th. They can call public works with their address. Again, they can call the street.
We have a schedule that, or they're not really starting so people can...
Yeah, he's not in.
Because you keep out.
You're not in here for a schedule.
But we just have a different yours.
So we're meeting the contractor Monday morning. We expect delivery will take place in the gardens. So they have to work around the ACUA trash collection schedule because they don't want the deployment taking place.
If you guys are running much like the cans.
Exactly. So we will be focusing in the beginning of next week in the gardens and in the heights. And the last movement will be to this part of the room.
You done, Margaret?
I am.
Thank you. You're welcome. Al?
Yep. Well, the big thing is we got the budget passing tonight. I have it all loaded in, so I'll probably roll it over tomorrow so it's available to see if everybody in the system. Since it is rolling over, anybody set up, you know, blanket purchase orders and want to redo them, now's the time to do it. So if you need a list of them, Nicole can provide you a list of what you have existing. And we can get that to you ahead of time. And I do appreciate everybody starting to do that more and also giving me purchases before ordering. They're starting, everybody's been doing that a little more. The old stuff seems to be, comes up once in a while, but for the most part, everybody's been doing that, especially Marion Public Works. She's been really involved with that. She's been really putting in more. So I appreciate that. Other than that, there's still things I still want to, you know, tweak a little bit, but, you know, but right now, it's showing improvement. So the big thing is, you know, we want to set up a new system for really the emergencies. You've got to have a better system for that because just, you know, they come all the time. And we really need to establish, I would like to establish some resolutions to establish a vendors for resolutions for emergencies. And then, you know, with a maximum, that's what we could spend or something like that. And then that way we can set it up for the year. That way,
you can do one PO.
Exactly.
You can bounce off of that all year.
Exactly. A blanket PO for the year for that. I think that would save us a lot of time and last minute stuff.
That's when we scramble two of our cities.
Exactly, and that way we can get it done and we still get approved at a bill list meeting, but that way at least it's that the, you know, earning and we get out there and do what they have to do.
One of the other things Al's going to do is revamp how we track capital with a little help from our software provider.
Tim, that's not going to do it.
At a glance,
we can
see the project and how the money was spent. not that we can't find that now, but it's going to make it much easier to track the capital expenses.
Right.
By department, instead of having like all vehicles, it'll be vehicles, fire, police, public works. It'd be much more cleaner for us to work with and much more accountable for the department to stay within their budget.
I'm doing that by extending the, just like, 3 digits of the account number.
Oh, okay, so we have some.
So you're just.
Yes.
If you're doing the sub-account.
With the windows open, the audience is having a hard time hearing, so please speak into the microphone.
All right.
So anyway, with that, with those account numbers, and I'm also going to do that with the grants as well, by year. So that way we can track it, you know, from what year the grant's from. So that's another reason why, and there's no charge for the software company to do that, it's just they'll do it. I just had to tell them what I wanted to do. That's just a couple of things I've been looking at. Again, everything seems to be going a little bit at a time of moving forward with you know, the purchasing process. And that's all I have really for me right now.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al.
It's on the right track.
Yes.
To measure the amount of.
Exactly. So it would be Ernie next, right?
Okay.
Right. Did you want to go?
No, I cannot. Okay. He's always there.
I know.
Nobody Ernie follows to be on scene.
I know.
He's the anchor leg.
Exactly.
I'm in other program.
Good evening, all. Talk about water and sewer. Start off with water. For the month of April, we did 30 million gallons. That's pretty much what we did last year. We're pretty much on track as far as population coming in and water we're producing. On the water side, we did have a little tragedy that happened in April. Towards the end of the month, we had a pretty good thunderstorm rolled through on a Friday afternoon. And I'm sitting at my desk 3:30 in the afternoon and then just hear boom. And I actually said to Mary, I said, something just went. And then at 4 o'clock, the operator comes in to me and says, I can't see number 8. So we went over there and we found out that basically we took the lightning strike in well 80. And it took the acquisition system out, that is the interim interface between the well and the system where we get our data from. Flow, pumpage, all that kind of good stuff. And we lost the system and it's going to be about 6 to 8 weeks before we get that well back. Fortunately,
where's that well at?
That's by the sports area over by the ball field, by the fields. Fortunately, we have a very healthy drinking water system and we can actually run this entire system all summer long, right for public works. And with the rebuilding of well 7, we have extra water for the raw water to go in through those pumps that pump through the city. So we really are kind of blessed as far as the quantity of the water we have here and the ability to pump it. I know people don't want to do that. We also have well 10. Well 10 can do 1,000 gallons per minute, and that is a very healthy well. So as far as capacity and the ability to pump, we're still in good shape. We need to get well 8 back as soon as possible. To talk about what's going to be going on in the next month, every year we put together an annual report. It's called the Consumer Confidence Report. Basically what it is, it's a report card of the water system that I have to report to the state of New Jersey DEP. It's also a report card that goes to our residents. Supply copies to the library. We have it at Public Works, and we also have it here downstairs. It's basically, like I said, a report card of the system and numbers that go with the water. And that's going to be actually put together before the end of the month. Last year, we purchased a valve turner. We're using that, and it's part of our compliance for the Water Quality Assurance Act. We have to go through and turn all of our valves in the system, which is a challenge. But we're working diligently with that, with the crews, and they're doing a good job. So we continue to work on that. If you drive around town, you're going to see a whole bunch of new hydrants popping out. They're basically going to be either red or yellow. Yes. Our hydrants, as part of the Water Quality Assurance Act, have to be labeled. They have to be numbered. We have 239 hydrants. Well, each one of them has to be individually labeled, and we have hydrants from the 1910s, 1920s, 1930s, and they're old quarries. That's the name of the hydrant. Well, unfortunately, on a quarry, there's no place to hang a little tag. So we're going through the process, and I've said this before in this setting, of replacing these. There's quite a bit of them, and we're not going to be doing them all in 1 year. It's going to be a multi-year thing. But that will be updating the system greatly as far as the infrastructure is concerned. And one of the things I've seen, being that we're a beach town, that these hydrants get really beat to death with being out in the salt air. So we're keeping old hydrants that are available. We're replacing bolts. We're doing whatever we can to dress up old hydrants, but there are ones that are going to have to be removed. I'm working very much with the fire chief hand-in-hand with this, because it's very important that they're available and for use if they're needed. So we also have a chronic list where I have a list of hydrants that are prioritized as far as being changed. I'm not going to change a hydrant from the 1920s that's in working condition. When I got a hydrant from 1960, it needs to be changed to make it work. So there is some kind of priority as far as the list, as far as we're going to at hydrants are concerned. Talk about meters, as far as water meters for individual residents. It was mentioned by Jim down at the end of the table that we have a lot of growth in this town. We're going nuts as far as putting new meters out. We've put probably about 45 out in the last 30 days for new customers, which is really a change from last year. We were kind of putting in one or two a week. We're really putting meters out there. We also have the other list that goes with that is the unaccounted for meters, whether they're broken or there's something wrong with it. That list started at 500 3 years ago. We're now down to 200. So when we're working on that, it's we have, I'll say, 2.5 meter guys, because they don't work full time on meters, and we're working as hard as we can on that. So as far as meters are concerned. Let's talk about chlorination changeout. As you know, a couple years ago, we got cited for having a little bit of extra chlorine in one of our wells. Well, what that precipitated is we're going to be changing to a calcium-based chlorine system. This has been moving along at a snail's pace, but at least it's moving forward. I finally have received the bid document from our engineer. We've walked through the buildings, matched up everything we need to match up. And now we're down to the point where we're doing CAD drawings to match what we want to do. It's an extremely slow process, and I've been keeping the DEP abreast the whole time, which sometimes tends to be frustrating because the one bureau that I'm working with was done yesterday. So I've been working on that and keeping them abreast and explaining that there is a process to this, and we have to go through a whole series of steps to get this done. So we are getting closer. I can't wait until we actually start doing something. So as far as that's concerned. Let's talk about wastewater. Wastewater, I've been here.
Do we have to already?
Wow.
Let's not. Let's not.
For every year, I go through and we clean our pump stations. We have a jet-out pull-up, and we clean our stations to get ready for the summer season. That is complete. We have one line that goes through the center of town on the island that is very hard to deal with. We've cleaned that, so that is in great shape and running very well. So we're in good shape as far as the wastewater system is concerned. We do and have had some issues with pumps, motors, and that type of thing with the system, but we're replacing them, and I'd eventually like to get to a point where I have everything on a PM schedule, but I'm not there yet because things keep on seem to be happening, but we're getting there. I do know I have a compliance inspection in June, and I'm completely ready for it now because I know our system is really well. Tonight there are two resolutions on the agenda. There's a resolution 163, which has to do with, we had a power failure at a pump station, Lafayette Avenue, caused some problems. And then there is resolution 167, Fulton Harbor pump station. We have a spare pump there, and we've been able to cycle it through. There's two pumps at the station. We have three pumps that meet the needs. So I cycled one pump through over the last 3 months, rebuilt two pumps at the station. Now I'm rebuilding the spare pump. So that's what that has to do as far as the resolution is concerned. And that's what I have for tonight. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good question. The missing meters that are 200, does that mean that we're missing the income?
No.
They're just missing the
income. They're getting a chat flat rate, and we're trying to get them onto a usage basis, and I've been working tirelessly with Margaret and Jim to try to get these up and running. It's been a slow process. Vector Plaza is done, which is a great monument. So there is five empty locations that are not going to be filled unless somebody comes in. They're vacant. And because they restructured with some of the businesses, if they stay there, they won't be used. So, okay? You're welcome.
Okay, so we'll piggyback with Ed. For public works, and then our last one will be Lisa. All right.
I have
four. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. And then you have Chief K. Okay. So Ed.
Well, thank you for public work report. We are starting our beach cleanup. Beach equipment been down on the beach slowly, but we'll be out there full force by the end of this month. Also working on our lawn maintenance equipment, so that that has started without getting the logs as well. Irrigation is being turned on various parts as we go. We're not completely done that yet, but we will be done by the end of this month. Flag and banners are out. Now we're into the kind of maintaining of them to them every day, at least after every windy day. It's a constant. We're also down on the beach working to clear out the sand that has built up on our beach entrances. So we'll be down there. That would be a full month's work trying to clear that sand out. Doing boardwalk repairs. Our crew, our carpenters are working to redeck and repair the Portland Avenue beach timber walkover. On your agenda tonight, resolution 175. Award a contract to Walters Marine Construction to redeck and repair five other ramps. They are ramps located at Vassar Square, Austin Avenue, Weymouth Avenue, Victoria Avenue, and Suffolk Avenue. So before the start of this summer, we will have six of our 10 timber walkovers that go from the boardwalk to the beach. We will have them redecked and 100% good, and then we'll be there the other two, the other four, rather. And then next year, we'll look to replace your deck then. We're also out replacing paved no parking signs that were identified by the police, and our guys have identified even more that they want to replace. We will be working on the beach signs, but we need to kind of finalize that, that beach entrance sign, and then we'll be working to put that out at every beach entrance. We were busy this past week trimming the landscaping and launching the landscape beds at the tennis court here at City Hall and also at the library. And we will be opening our public restrooms. I think the tennis court public restroom has been opened. The community restroom will be open this weekend. We will turn the water on, it'll be open. And Bernie and his crew will be starting to set out the boardwalk showers this month as well.
Next week.
The streetscape project on Atlantic Avenue, we ran into a snag, as everybody, I'm sure, saw. We had a two-week kind of hiatus with the contractor while the engineer worked on some grading and revised the plans. Contractor's back in, we're moving full steam. On the first block still, but over the next week we will be through the second block. We have discussed the possibility of allowing the contractor to continue work through June 14th, which is a Friday. That should, weather permits, should get us to complete the bayside, concrete pavers on the bayside, and start on the ocean side, hopefully start in front of the stage block first. Get that pretty much complete. By June 14th, the contractor's promised to use what he has not completed. He will cap the concrete, and then we'll return in the fall. So that after June 14th, it'll be serviceable and open for businesses. The concrete project in the Heights is ongoing and nearing completion. That is Ferriazzi Concrete as the contractor, and we are almost complete. I'll be meeting with the gas company on Wednesday to discuss their schedule to have their paving subcontractor come in and pave the streets. They are aware and are on schedule to complete paving by middle of June. I'll firm that up on Wednesday and let me know the updated schedule. On your agenda tonight is Resolution 170, which awards a contract for the bike lanes on Atlantic Avenue. Zone Striping is the successful contractor, recommended to award the contract in the amount of roughly $210,000. That project is funded in part by a $190,000 grant from the DOT. That, if all goes well, we will have a pre-construction meeting with the DOT and the contractor over the next 2 weeks. The contractor will start immediately after that pre-construction meeting and hopefully be completed by mid to late June. Yes. Okay.
Just as an update on that, I got a call last week from Philadelphia Magazine. They're doing an article on the continuity that this is going to create. As soon as we finish ours, I think all the city's going to be timed right in the back. There'll be a dedicated bike lane from the southern tip of Ocean City all the way up through Ocean City, over the bridge in Longport, not too through the township for a little ways, through Longport Market, Veterans. That's kind of cool. Getting a dedicated bike lane all the way up from the coast.
Also on your agenda tonight, Resolution 172 awards a contract for Seashore Playground, that is to remove and replace the rubber play surface and install a drainage system. So hopefully that surface will not deteriorate as quickly as the current one has. That contract amount is $274,000, that's when we state the contract. Also on your agenda is Resolution 174, which awards a contract to replace, to install new playground equipment at Titus Field Playground, at Fireman's Playground, and at the Library Playground. That is also on a state contract, and then that is approximately $130,000 contract. Also on your agenda tonight is the award of a paving project at Newport Avenue and Monmouth Avenue. That is a DOT municipal aid grant. The award is will be a $241,000 contract from Mathis Construction. We're required to award it tonight to be a deadline imposed by the DOT for the award. However, construction will not start until after Labor Day. And I think I'll offer good news. The vendor received an award from the DOT for the 2018 municipal aid program for the reconstruction of Dorset Avenue from Wellington to Burkham. So we will be going out for engineering on that and look at the late fall or early spring construction project. And when that is complete, you will have pretty much that whole corner of the Heights repaid by the gas company work and then by the DOT.
The rest of Dorset
County. That is correct.
That's right, from the public.
Excuse me?
And that's the public, the tax.
Okay, let me do Lisa for us. Lisa?
So liquor license, I sent all the letters out. Renewals will be coming because they need to be renewed for July 1st. The ice cream vendors, their applications have been coming in. So far I've received payment from 7, and I have spoken to everybody, so it looks like everybody is planning on coming back this year. Taxi license renewals will be going out. Classification, I'm working with the police department and with Jimmy. They have that stuff, and as soon as that's completed, and I'll give it to Tim. So we'll continue to move forward on that. We processed 5 street opening applications this month. We continue to do vital statistics. We held our dog clinic on April 13th. We did 50 rabies shots, 49 were dogs, 1 was a cat. Mercantile licenses, late notices were sent out to 20 properties. 5 have come in and have paid. 2 are no longer there, so we're still kind of looking into 13 that we haven't heard from. We've been working with Jimmy for short-term rentals. We have 20 pending applications right now, and 9 have been issued in total so far. And beach tags so far for the month, we sold 2,931 and 814 senior badges. And that's what I got.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Okay. Maria, do you want to give...
Yeah, it's very, very brief. We had 138 total tax appeals for this year, and that's down from 199 last year. So that's good. And the hearing dates will be May 23rd for the first half and June 20th for the second.
Thank you.
That's it.
Commissioner Creeble, you want to do Chief Cahill?
Yeah, I'll step in for Chief Cahill. Calls for the fire department are up, 51 calls for same time last year. He feels as though it's partly because I think people are asking for the fire department to do more, respond to more things than they have in the past. Evidence of that is that someone dropped off an orphan baby raccoon the other night. It was watered and fed and dropped off the proper raccoon authorities. After that, but the big news is really the demolition of Firehouse 2. Most of it was, including the masonry, was taken down today, moving faster than they would expect. Probably by mid or next week, the site will be cleared and they'll start the construction. So that moved ahead nicely to make way for what is going to be really a landmark piece of construction for the city of Ventnor on that gateway. There's a into regular business medical bags in the entire city. Working with the police department have been updated from stock, so it's not as though we incorporated new, had to purchase new equipment. All medical bags have been updated
and all the various vehicles that we have. And we also have been in the process of replacing or testing all 50 defibrillators that we have throughout the city. It's a lot. So that process is underway.
Thank you. And last but certainly not least is Chief Bianchi.
I wish I could say I had a little, but I don't. I have a couple things. So if anybody wants to see me, please come. First, I'll give you my monthly report for April. We had 17 motor vehicle accidents, 32 adult arrests, 0 juvenile arrests, 6 drug-related arrests, 4 DWIs, 5 burglaries, alarm calls for burglar and fire alarms, there are 66 we had, 33 domestic violence calls, 156 summons issued, 184 parking, and in total we went to respond to 1,273 calls. Sounds like a lot because it is, and that's what we do pretty much every month. So we're getting into our hot time of the year, and I think it's, we're more prepared now than we ever have been. We have class 2s working right now. We have 2, one of them's in training. We have 3 in the academy. They will not be ready until July when they're out in training. To subsidize them, we're going to be having police details on specific nights and days to cover our new ordinances. They're going to be at, there's going to be officers out on the beach in the morning from 6 to 7 on ATVs and 7 to 8 with the new shift coming on. So the dog problems are not going to be a problem. There's going to be tickets issued and it's not going to be warnings. Everybody knows. But what we're going to request the city to do when we talk about this is put a blast out on all of our websites and let everybody know we're going to be out there in force. We're going to be dealing with these quality of life complaints that everybody talks about. We're going to be dealing with whether it's dogs, whether it's the smoking or alcohol. We're going to be dealing with them by complaint. We're going to have a lot of manpower out there dealing with it. We're not going to have any issues like Margate did, and they're handling that very well. And we are doing what we've done all along. We're just going to be issuing more. We're not really into that warning phase. The other thing we're going to be doing is with the 25-mile-an-hour zone on Atlantic City, on Atlantic Avenue, we're going to be doing a lot more enforcement. And it shouldn't be a big issue because the whole island now is going to be 25 miles per hour on Atlantic Avenue. So it should not be an issue. However, there's probably going to be that that learning curve for people that try to push it. We're not going to be tolerating that either. The bike lane is going to be an asset if the bikers follow the rules. That's a big if, because we had an incident today, you know, a biker, you know, blowing through a light, and a bike lane wouldn't have stopped it, but common sense would. Bikers are required to follow the same rules and laws that motor vehicles are. That means driving the same way as traffic flows. It means stopping for red lights. It means that stop signs stopping. It means you can't cross over double lanes. It means you have to use the same sense as if that vehicle was a motorized vehicle. For some reason, people don't get it. In the past, I would call them stupid or stubborn. And I'll just answer that now with, if you continue to act in that manner, you're going to be issued summons. It's just too crowded in the summer. We're doing all of this preemptive media blast and doing all this, and I hope a handful of people follow it. I would love to go somewhere without issuing any tickets. But we all know that's not going to happen. So they're going to learn a tough way. Hopefully there's self-correcting problems that will be just once, or they'll see their friend get it, or they'll see what the fines are going to be. And it's that. New Jersey is serious when it comes to motor vehicle fines. Moving on to ordinances, which is probably a good idea. With the Airbnb, I did a little homework on this, and this kind of bothered me. So I went back to 2012, to the current, today. Over the course of 7 years, we've had 1,427 noise complaints. 1,427. That's a lot. Specifically, let's talk about Buffalo Avenue. The Buffalo Avenue, which is the 103 North Buffalo Avenue, which has been a thorn in our side, a thorn in the resident's side. Now, for that property, there's only been 27 calls over the course of 7 years. It's 27 reported calls. 2012, there was 9 calls, one of which was a cat that destroyed your town. 7 were noise. One of them was a noise from a vehicle. All except one of the contacts were with the same person, and they were issued summons. So, just to get out there, when you call, the police are doing their job. To piggyback off of the social media aspect of it, to complain on social media is ineffective. When I have dispatchers that are here 24/7, they will send a police officer out. They will respond. And this is for any call. This is for any call. It gets you nowhere on social media. However, if you really want something done, you call us. We get it done. We don't flop it all. Now, it seems like a lot of these noise calls, you would think for Buffalo Avenue happen in the summer. They don't. They don't. Actually, for 2012, they had 2 in May. And why I'm using 2012 is when Castle Grayskull was built, that big house. So I use that as a, I call it Castle Grayskull. He-Man, Master University. It's a little funny, but it is, it's a huge gray house. It's not fit in, and we know that. So we're getting past that. We had two calls in May, 4 in June, 1 in August, and 2 in October. In 2013, we had no calls for that problem. 0. 2014, there were 3 calls. No summons were issued. One was in January, one was in March, and one was in August. 2015, we had 1 call to that property. No summons were issued. 2016, we had 1 in May, 4 in June, 2 in September. Of those, 4 of them were unfounded, which means the issue went away by the time we got there. It's not saying there wasn't an issue, but I think a lot of these problems are self-correcting. When the police do respond, we give everybody that 1 call, 1 response, warning. It's too loud, take it inside, next time's a ticket. This has only happened over the last 7 years. We've only had to issue 2 tickets. One was back in 2012, and one was in 2017. But these calls are sporadic throughout the year. And it's not, as people would think, if you read social media, you would think that that is the worst house in Bethel. It's the most complained about house because the residents are diligent, and I appreciate that. But it needs to be said that when we respond, it is dealt with, and they do not have a repeat. All of the people on all of these calls, none of these calls we have on that street, on that block, on that residence, are the same people we're dealing with every time. So the fact that we have an ordinance now that will go after the owner is probably the best thing we ever did. And it takes a while to get it right. And we went through a bunch of cities, and we went through a lot with Jimmy, and we all talked about it. And I believe where we're at now between with this ordinance is the proper amount of police enforcement, which is required, and getting the owners of the property, making them responsible. That's what we're doing, that's what needed to be done, and that's what we did. And that's how things are corrected. Something happens, we identify, just like the scientific method, we identify, we formulate what we're going to do, and we deal with it. Now, what we've done on top of that, because with the building department and code, they can only do so much. And they have time frame, they have to send letters out, and all this other BS, the police don't have time. What we suggest, and I believe the city's going to back us up on this, is that as these people get their properties registered for their mercantile, or they're going to be Airbnb, we send a frequently asked question sheet. And we make sure they're hung in the property, or that the owners that are running them are aware that you're in a residential area, these are the ordinances you can get popped with, you're now being notified of it. If we do come, you will be issued a summons. It's going to be either for noise,
no warning.
There's not going to be any warning. And what we've done actually on top of that is as each week comes along, I'm sending my community policing officers to the doors of the house, that specific house, because that's the one that's been identified all over the social media. We send my officers to that house, we introduce ourselves, we let them know the history of that house and what we've gone through and what the residents have gone through and what's come and how it's come to this point. And we let them know that we are watching. And that's just to be courteous. It's not to say Buffalo Avenue is the only house that's having this problem. We have problems. We have Vetner, people like to come to Vetner to have fun.